Cecil, sit down here. I want to practice something on you.
You want to practice something on me? Do I look like a piano?
No, but you're a little out of tune. Isn't that clever?
Don't be a smarty now. What do you want to practice on me?
Oh, something.
Why the silly look? You sick or something?
Of course not.
Well, what are you looking at me that way for? You know what you look like?
No. What do I look like, Cecil? Different?
Yes. Have you ever seen an owl in the daytime? You know how they close their eyes and open them again? Like a slow motion picture? Well, what are you doing that for?
Oh, Cecil, I always close them slowly like that. Didn't you know?
Don't try and fool me. I know better.
Oh, Cecil, you do not.
I know what you're trying to do.
What?
You're trying to hypnotize me. What have you been doing? Studying a book on hypnotism?
No, of course not.
Sally, have you got a pain anywhere? What are you heaving up and down about?
Why, I always breathe this way. Are you just noticing that?
You don't bat your eyes regularly. I'm going to bat you in the nose.
Oh, that's all right. I wouldn't mind.
Sally, you're acting funny.
No, I'm not, Cecil. Do you like it?
No. Snap out of it. Will you quit looking at me like a dying cat?
Why, Cecil? Do you feel funny when I look at you this way?
Yes. You give me the shivers. Stop it.
Around your heart, Cecil?
No, around my spine. Cut it out.
All right. Let's see now. Oh, yes. Cecil, I think you're the handsomest boy I've ever known.
You what?
Oh, yes. I think you're so good-looking.
Oh, who do you think you're kidding?
Oh, I wouldn't kid you, Cecil. You're too smart for that.
Are you being funny?
Oh, no. Cecil, you have the nicest eyes. Oh, goodness, you have the nicest eyes. Let me look at them.
What's the matter with my eyes?
Nothing. I like them.
They're the same eyes I've had all along.
Yes, and I've always liked them, too. Goodness, Cecil, you have such soulful eyes. Oh, my. When you look deep into my eyes, I feel just powerless.
Sally, what's the connection in all this?
Why, I don't understand, Cecil.
Neither do I. What's the score?
Oh, Cecil, you say the funniest things.
Sally, would you like to do me a favor?
Oh, sir, Cecil. Your least wish is my command.
Where'd you get that?
Oh, I always want to do what pleases you. Wait a minute. Oh, yes, that's right.
What have you got over there? A book?
Oh, no, Cecil, no. Isn't it a nice day?
Are you sitting on something?
No. Well, that is just a pillow.
Well, something's wrong. I feel strange.
Oh, Cecil, do you really feel strange, honest?
What was the idea in making a lot of dirty digs at me?
Why, Cecil, I meant them, honest. Why, you know how good-looking you are. You can't help but know that.
Well, I haven't had any complaints about my face.
I should say not. It's really the nicest face I've ever seen. And it isn't often that a person has everything like you have. No, sir.
What do you mean, everything? What have I got?
Well, you have that sort of irresistible smile that makes a person like you right away. And you have nice eyes.
Oh, cut it out, Sally.
Why, Cecil, don't you like me to tell you about yourself?
I don't like to be razzed, and that's what you're doing.
Oh, I am not. I'm just telling you what everybody knows. It's no secret.
Well, it seems kind of funny that just this morning you should notice I have a face and a nose.
And, Cecil, what a nose. It's so, I don't know, but it's really the nicest nose I've ever seen on a face. I don't know which I like the most, your chin or your nose.
What's the matter with my chin now?
Oh, it's perfect. There's some fuzz on it.
Whiskers, thank you.
And it shows a lot of determination.
Which, the whiskers or the chin?
The chin. Goodness, what a lot of character you have, Cecil. I'm proud to know you.
Sally, please stop that slow-motion eye movement, will you?
Well, my eyes are tired.
Now, what are you sneaking up on me for?
Oh, I'm not going to bite you.
Well, you're close enough. Hey, you've got the whole front steps to sit on. You don't have to crowd me off.
Oh, all right. Let's see now. Oh, yes. Cecil, there was something about you that attracted me the first time I saw you.
Oh, yes? I'll bite what?
Oh, I don't know. It was just something. I knew that you were different. Not like the other boys I've known. You had brains, I could tell.
Well, I hope I've got brains. Some, anyhow.
Oh, Cecil, that's just another one of the things I like about you. You're so modest. Now you know how smart you are, and you act like you didn't know it. Oh, you Violet.
Huh. I don't mind being called some things, but I'm darned if I want to be called a Violet.
Cecil, what do you want to do?
Well, I'd like to know what brought this all about. To hear you talk, you'd think I was a genius or something.
Well, you are perfect, Cecil. There's no getting away from it. You have everything. I'm so lucky to have you come over to see me, and I'm so proud.
Now, Sally, for the last time, cut it out. You keep on ribbing me, and I'm going to go.
Oh, Cecil, you don't want to go.
Well, you don't have to hand me a line at this late date.
But, Cecil, it's not a line. I'm glad that you come over here. I'm proud of you. Honest, I am. Someday you're going to be a smart man.
I thought I was already so perfect I couldn't be improved on.
Oh, yes, that's true, too, but... Well, you see, you have to broaden out a little.
All right. Just keep this up, and I'm going to make a dash for home.
Why, Cecil, you mean you don't like to know how good you are?
I don't like all these silly things you've been saying.
All right. If you don't want me to say anything more, I won't. I want to do what you want me to do.
Good. Let's change the subject, then. Who do you think will win the big football game this year?
What do you think, Cecil?
Oh, I think our state will win it. What do you think?
Well, if you think that, well, I do, too.
You don't have to agree with me.
Oh, yes, I do, Cecil. I mean, yes, I think that, too.
I wish I could have gotten a ticket.
So do I.
Let's go in the house a minute. Can I want to get a drink of water.
Oh, Cecil, let me get it for you. I'd just love to do something for you.
Well, let's stay where we are, though. We'll both go in a minute.
Oh, me, oh, my. Goodness, it's a nice day, isn't it? I just love days like this.
Cloudy, with no sun? I don't. I like real sunny days.
I do, too. Well, did I say I didn't? I mean that I do.
The first sunny day that I can, I'm going to strip and get a lot of sunburn.
Yes.
But there won't be many more nice days, I guess.
Oh, no.
What do you want to do, Sally? Stay out here and talk?
What do you want to do, Cecil?
What difference does it make? Haven't you got a mind of your own?
Well, I want to do what you want to do.
Why the sudden change? Usually we fight it out.
Oh, Cecil, I wouldn't argue with you. You're too masterful.
Now, there you go again. What's eating you, Sally? You're sick, I know.
What makes you think that, Cecil?
Well, you're saying a lot of nice things, and you agree with everything I say. You keep sneaking up on me and batting your eyes. What's the matter?
Oh, goodness. Well, I guess I'm just out $1.98.
Huh? What do you mean you're out $1.98?
Well, it didn't work. Look, Cecil, here.
A book. Where'd you get it? I knew you were sitting on something.
I sent away for it.
You paid $1.98 for this? Oh, for cat's sake. And what a title. How to Attract the Opposite Sex. What did you want it with this?
Oh, I just wanted it. Isn't it silly?
I should say so. So you sent away for this?
Yes, but I'm going to throw it away. I was practicing on you and you didn't click at all. It's the bunk. Look, here it says if you want to make a young man notice you, flatter him. Agree with everything he says and at the same time look mysterious. I did all that and it only made you mad. Oh, it's a fake and I'm just out $1.98.